Taylor, Miami, Florida.
Yes, 97 Rock, and it's kind of a morning circus reunion here with the Bear Man and Bruce Barber.
So to speak. So how's it going? Geez, remember Bon Scott's party tips?
Right.
Well, when you go out and you have to vomit, make sure you're in an upright position.
And didn't one of you do like a Dear Ozzy thing?
Yes, and now that was, I think that was when I was, I'd started doing just news for you guys.
Right.
And then I started doing Dear Ozzy, and he basically, Ozzy always suggested you bite the head off of anything. Right.
That was no matter what people ask. So yeah, that was exactly the answer.
I think what we're going to do is,
and I've
is
got a tape of
is
that.
Is this one of your first ones you ever did?
And this is one of the first ones ever.
Play that in a couple of minutes. But first, we got this song from another one of those like fundraising albums, you know?
The Olympic record.
For the 1988 Summer Olympics, One Moment in Time. And it's like some of the featured artists on this particular compact disc would be Kashif, Jermaine Jackson, Jennifer Holliday, Taylor Dane, Whitney Houston.
All that good stuff.
You know, I'm going to go out and buy my copy as soon as we're done here with the show.
Wait a minute. I think there's one artist that's noticeably missing, and of course that is Zamfir, the master master of the pan flute.
That's right.
Tell me Zamfir didn't get a hard time when he was in high school. I mean, high school kids these days, you take a guitar to school and you get picked on. Can you see being a guy named Zamfir and bringing your pan flute? Excuse me, Zamfir, might you like to check your pan flute in the coat room?
Wait a minute, the phone's ringing. The phone's ringing.
The fax machine again.
Oh, somebody sent it. This is the like the first radio station I've ever seen. Yes, request by fax.
Yeah, oh, wrong.
Send your fax now.
Moving into the 80s.
So anyway, so like this thing, they're trying to raise money, and I know like so many people are buying it. They're going to raise all like maybe $4 or $5 for the for the Olympic team. And there's this one song on here by Eric Clapton. How Eric Clapton got involved with Kashif and Jermaine Jackson and Jennifer Holliday,
I don't know.
But
he doesn't even call himself Eric Clapton.
Like, no, it's Eric Clapton fronting the Bee Gees. Now, if you were Eric Clapton and you were going to appear on an album with Whitney Houston and the Bee Gees and Kashif and all these people, would you call yourself the Bunbury
too, okay? I
changed
my name quick.
Yeah, that's what he did.
He doesn't
say Eric Clapton
now,
on the record.
For your dining and dancing pleasure, this would be the Bunburys on 97 Rock.
It's Mr. Maurice's favorite, I think.